Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Leroy Allen, the host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. For those of you who are listening in on into us, and for those of you who are listening for the very first time, our mission statement is to enhance the lives of our listeners with strength-based opportunities and resources that ultimately make one's life better. It does me great pleasure, of course, to introduce the co-host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show, my friend, Ms. Kendall Lanise. Kendall, how you doing?
I'm swell. How are you, Leroy?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Hi, everyone.
Kendall, why don't you start by giving us, or everyone under the sound of our voice, should I say, the life note of today.
All righty. So today I want to give a quote by one of my favorites, the late, great Maya Angelou. So today we're talking about ways to serve and giving back and helping others and all of that amazing stuff. So I want to share this quote with you. So the life note of today is brought to us by Maya Angelou. So it may be, in fact, utterly impossible to be successful without helping others become successful. So that is by Maya Angelou, late great. So that's basically what we're talking about today, Leroy, just talking about serving others and giving back and what we can do to be an example, to give back, to serve, to help others. So, and I know with Maya Angelou, I wanted to kick it off with her because she has given back and blessed people in so many ways, even as far as her small quotes that people still quote to this day and probably will quote forever about helping people, about building self-esteem, about loving ourselves and loving everyone and all of that good stuff. So I just wanted to start with her.
Okay. Very well. Awesome. 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 And you're absolutely correct. It ties into our topic of discussion today, which is be an example, ways to serve. When we look at our topic of discussion, Kendall, it is closely related to what we call a servant leader. Now, a servant leader is a philosophy and set of practices that enriches the lives of individuals, build better organizations, ultimately creates a more just and caring world. So as a servant leader, we look for ways to make lives better. We look for ways to make our environment better. In fact, I have been one who has been quoted, Kendall, as saying, I am the environment. I have the ability to determine how things should look around me. I have the ability to determine how I receive things into my environment. If it does not fit who I am and where I'm going, I have the ability to dismiss it because I want to be certain that the environment that I keep is an environment that enriches people because I see it just as that I am a servant leader. So as a servant leader, having a philosophy and a set of practices that enrich the lives of other individuals and builds better organizations and ultimately creates a more just and caring world. So we have a cause when we work as servant leaders, and we have an effect, which means that as a servant leader, we're not just doing things just to be doing it. We have a why behind everything that we do. We have a why, we have a purpose, and we have an expected end. Those three things. We have a why, we have a purpose, and we have an expected end. So, Kendall, share with us the why of a servant leader. Share with us the purpose, and then share with us, Kendall, the expected end on those three points. Can you share with us on that?
Why we should be a leader? Why should we be a servant?
Why does servant leadership come into the fold of who we are as people?
Okay. I think it's only right. I think it should be a natural thing to do. We should be a leader a servant leader, to be exact, and to serve others, because it's godly, it's the right thing to do. You feel more rewarding when you're serving someone else and to make a difference in someone's life. I know Joel Osteen said the biggest impact you can make in life is to serve others. And it's a loose quote, but to serve others. When you know something and you have a skill and you have gifts and you keep them to yourself, that's not benefiting anyone else. So you have to really help the people that are coming behind you, such as the children and the younger people and the people that are less experienced. We all are gifted and we have many unique set of skills and abilities. With those abilities, we can make extraordinary things happen in the world around us and with other people. It's up to us what we do with our gifts, our talents. And I think the best thing to do is to serve others by using them, because we get our awards from God. We get rewarded from God when we help others, So to me, I don't know any other way to be other than, kind of being a servant to others, helping other people. It's a natural thing. And I just really want it to be a natural thing for everyone else to see. Because oftentimes people talk about the people make fun of the people, and people see people in a certain light or in a certain environment or wearing something that may not be appropriate or making fun of someone, let's just say, teeth or feet or anything like that, but they don't approach that person to help that person. Instead of judging or making fun, how about lift that person and try to help them and show them ways to dress or recommend a dentist, or you get what I'm saying?
So I do.
It's just really, it's the small things that matter. Even listening to someone else's problems without passing judgment is one of the kindest things you can do for someone. And like we always talk about, most people know the answers to the problems they're facing. They just haven't realized it yet. So it's up to, some people just to help them get over that hump or that bridge, instead of being selfish with their stories and their testimonies because they're ashamed, they don't want anyone to know. How about, share that story with someone and help them? So there are many ways. I mean, I talked about, I was all over the place talking about different ways to serve. But you can serve people in many, many ways. So the why, as you ask, is because it's the right thing to do, plain and simple.
Yep. So actually you tied the why and the purpose of servant leadership, being an example, ways to serve and to help others up rather uniquely. Let's talk about the expected end. What is the benefit behind it? Let's talk about that, the benefit.
The benefit of helping others is to see us all succeed. I remember my mom used to always say, you want for your sister what you want for yourself. So there's a quote that says, it is literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others succeed. So just by, sometimes you have to, I guess, put yourself on the back burner and try to help someone else get ahead. But as a society, we're not like that. As a society, they're like, oh, that crab's in a barrel. Okay, I'm going to try to win this race before this person does. And just like we always talk about shining together. So I just think that it's important for us to help others achieve and reach their goals, because in turn that's satisfaction for us and that's satisfaction for God, because we will be blessed more when we're helping others. But this is the thing, we can't help others just to be blessed by God. You know what I mean? We have to help others as a second nature and not boast about it, not talk about it like, hey, I just helped that person. You see that person right there? I helped them do this. Or to throw it up in someone's face. It's really to give and to serve in ways that individual or group needs to be served, because there are several ways. You can give back by giving food. You can give back by giving clothes. You can give back, most importantly, by just giving your time and just being there and just being used as a vessel, like wherever you're needed, just to give back and help. And giving back is not, it doesn't have to be formal. it doesn't say you don't have to join a group to give back. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
absolutely.
You can
that's
give in a lot of different ways. I mean, you give a lot, so you know, giving up your time, giving up your money, giving up your expertise, if you will. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
You know, Kendall, one of the things that amazes me, in a way of speaking, about our people is I have discovered as we are approaching the date of our men's conference on Sharp and Iron, There's a King in You, I have been confronted by at least 6 to 7 people who have asked me, what's in this for you? Why are you doing this? And I found myself borrowing a word from my pastor where he says, hey, listen, you don't help till it hurt. You help till it do some good. And so where it puts me at, it puts me in the middle to say unto people, please make up your mind concerning me, because if I'm charging for the conference, you say, oh, you're charging too much.
Right.
When I'm not charging, when I'm giving, when I'm practicing my servant leadership to people,
right,
you ask, what's in this for you? Why are you doing it for free?
Right.
Why are you not charging? And like I said, it puts me in a position where I would say, as my pastor would say, you give till it do some good. You don't give till it hurt.
Right.
And so in that, if you have the mind and the resources to give, then you give. Because, and you give and you approach it from a servant type of mindset where it's authentic. There are no agendas. There are no motives. You know, the only place I can go is up. And I understand that what I do for others, God's going to do for me. And so if I'm practicing my servantship, why is it such a difficult thing for people out in the marketplace, whether they're African-American or white, Caucasian, Asian, whatever the case, Jew, whatever the case may be, why is it such a difficult thing for you to embrace someone who is giving,
giving? Because many people have ulterior motives and people don't understand that you can just give to give and you want nothing in return. It's hard for people to understand that. It truly is. Uh-huh. And the type of people that don't understand that, well, we know what type of people they are. Because if you can't understand, if you think that there's, you know, we're just in a society, it's about, all right, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. If I do for you, you know, what will you do for me? People get real scared when somebody is doing something and they want nothing from them. It's very hard for people to comprehend. This is something that I was reading, and it was talking about doing something amazing. And I'm going to read it. It says, changing the life of another person is an incredible feeling, and it is completely within your grasp. You can do this by deciding to become a mentor for a young, ambitious person. You can help them avoid the mistakes, like I was talking about, you made, and help them learn from the ones they will inevitably, I can't even speak today, make themselves.
Take your time.
But basically, they were saying, they're saying these are different ways. I found it interesting, was the article I was reading. It was ways to make yourself happier. So I thought that was interesting, making yourself happier by helping someone else. So it says, we might all be a part of a machine that fosters cooperation, or maybe not. We might just be here to make the best of a situation for ourselves. In any case, helping others brings happiness and prosperity into our own life. So for whatever reason you choose to help others, it will always help you in return. And that's really like the bottom line.
Yeah, I so agree with you on that. The real bottom line is that you are helping someone or making someone else's life better.
Right.
And I can't think of, at least in my circle, my center of influence, I can't think of not even 3 people who do not offer themselves up in such a way to make life better for somebody else. And these
that's
are all
horrible.
People. Yeah. Yeah, these are all people who are successful. These are all people who have an education. These are all people who at some point will tell you, yeah, I've been at the very bottom, so I know, you know, what the bottom of the well looks like, but I'm not there no more. They will tell you that.
See, but
and
people
proudly
forget.
Tell you that.
And
they will proudly tell you that. And so, you know, when we take the position of servant leadership, being an example, it goes back to one of the other shows that we had recently where I talked about being transparent. Being transparent and being transparent enough to say, these are my flaws. These are some of the mistakes that I made. And there
is
no embarrassment in that.
Right.
Yes, this is what I've been through.
Right.
And it's through that process and that level of understanding in which I have been taught to that it's all right to be transparent. One of the chief things that I have discovered in being taught how to be transparent is that embarrassment is a choice.
Yes, but there's
you
a
make the choice to be embarrassed.
That's beautiful, and I love that, and I love that, I love that, I love that. We're in a society now. And we've been for quite some time where everything is for show. You know, I talk about this in my book, The Best Gift Ever. We're in the, we're like, don't never let them see you sweat. You remember that commercial back in the day?
I did.
Them never show your poker face. Never let the right hand know what the left hand is doing.
The left hand
so
is
it's
doing.
A, we have all of these quotes and these sayings that we say so we can be closed off and not giving to people. Because the first part of giving to people is giving of yourself. Not being ashamed, like you said, not being embarrassed, because I love what you said. Embarrassment is a choice because people, other people have to see other people, real people. Like they say, real recognizes real. Like you have to be able to be vulnerable. And being vulnerable is not an easy thing to do. And most people don't want them to see the softer side. They don't want that, or they don't want them to let them know what they've been through because they may be judged, or that they, you know, they may not be eating tonight, or they might not be able to pay their bills, or they may not be able, they don't know where, you know, their next whatever is coming from.
Right.
Some people,
right.
I think it's very important, and I think it's crucial for us to say, hey, listen, I've been homeless, for the people that are homeless. I've been hungry. I've sat in a house with my lights off, or I've been through a divorce. I've been through married, and I've been divorced again, or whatever it is. My car was repo, whatever I'm trying to think of, or I haven't had health insurance, whatever people have, or I need to go back to college. Like, you know, say, hey, listen, I dropped out of college at one point. I went back. Now I have a bachelor's, master's, whatever, and you can do it too. But see, the thing is, giving back is also being encouraging, being positive, saying that you can do it, and also pushing somebody to see their greatness. On the back of my car, I have it. I have Find Your Greatness. And that's on the back of my car. So when people are behind me, I'm even giving that message, and I'm trying to help somebody that doesn't even know who I am.
Absolutely.
It's very important to me because everyone has it. You know, and some people say, some people just have it. No, everyone has it, but some people need someone to help them find it. And so many people want to arrive but not help the people get to where they are. You know, and I just find that so disrespectful and so ungodly. And some of these are church folks, you know, that don't, they want to talk about people. They want to pretend that they help people, and they ain't helped nobody since 1986. You know what I mean?
I so agree with you on that. I so agree with you.
They're still telling
the
story about how they gave somebody a ride from the bus stop in 1986.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Listen, been trying to raise money for the building fund for the last 20 years. I ain't seen nothing yet.
Come on now. Y'all still at the gas station, you know, having churches. But you know what? For churches like that, I'm like, okay, the preacher and the whole congregation, somebody ain't doing something right if y'all still in the gas station building for 10 years.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
That's
correct.
That's correct.
I'm like, you should have a building fund.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I tell you this, Kendall, closely related to what you just said. As a servant leader, one of the other things that I've come to understand is that you're either going to do two things. You're either going to facilitate an experience or you're going to have an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if
or
you are facilitating
someone else's experience.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to facilitate an experience or you're going to have one.
That's
and
right.
To facilitate an experience, which means that you are the connector of one person to another person who in return comes around circle to you where you all have a shared experience with one another that you all can talk about. So now if one person has gone through a divorce and they're struggling, another person has gone through a divorce and they have struggled but are no longer struggling, then that person can pull that person up.
That's right. That's what they should
so
do.
So that's facilitating an experience. That's
yeah.
right. And so when you have an experience, it could very well be that, hey, I'm going through something. And that something could be a divorce. It could be finance. It could be anything related to economic downfall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going through something. So that's my experience. That doesn't make it that that's your experience. But see, I would never know that if I'm not put in the position to actually discuss what my experience is. Now, I'll tell you this. A lot of people would say, well, men don't talk. We as men, we don't talk. Here's one of the things that I have come to understand. When it is that I'm coaching people, I always tell them, in particular men, I tell them off the press, listen, I need you to communicate. Because, see, when you're not communicating, that kind of lets me know that you're not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're talking, I know you got some thoughts in your head.
The brain is working.
Your brain is working. So I kind of want to remove, if I can, that stigma of men don't talk. Because they talk.
Mm.
They just may not be talking to you, but they talk. You know, they just may not be talking to you.
Right.
But
they might
talk.
Be talking to somebody else. Somebody
they
else
talking to somebody else.
A little larger, right. Somebody else's ear could be just a little larger.
Absolutely.
Know, it's not so
absolutely,
stuffed
but we
up
talk.
Where they can't hear you. Right.
Absolutely.
We're
doing
some
talking,
y'all
and you
talk
can believe that.
Some of y'all talk a whole lot, so I don't believe that either.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it's like
that's been said about men for years.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
is,
to me, what I've learned is that if a man is not talking, he's not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman is not talking, she's not thinking.
She's not thinking.
So
that's
I want
right.
you to be doing a whole lot of talking when you come to me.
Right.
See, when I know how you think. When I know how you think, Kendall, and you've heard me say this many times in meetings or what have you, but when I know how you think, I know how far to go with you.
Right. That's right.
When I know
That's
how
right.
you think.
That's
so
true.
I want you talking. So I'm going to ask open-ended questions. I'm going to ask closed-ended questions because I want to know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You can tell if someone has the spirit of giving. You can tell. You know when somebody's stingy or selfish with their time, with their life, with their experiences, with their stories, anything.
Yeah.
Or somebody just walks around with their fist balled up. That means they're not even allowing any to receive anything. So you know they're not giving anything. And some people,
absolutely.
You know, I understand with some people, they've been burnt when they've helped somebody and all of that.
Yeah.
And you know, even when I help people, and I don't like really talking about this, and I'll just say this briefly, but even when I help a homeless person, I'll go, you know, someone says that they're hungry. I just can't. I cannot do it. Just did it last week. I cannot walk past someone if they say, hey, listen, and this is what the lady did. I don't want any money. I just need some food. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, every part of my body, like no part of my body would allow me just to walk away and then go and get me something to eat. And knowing that this person says, hey, I don't need any money. I just need food. I went into the Chick-fil-A. I went and got her a little meal. She had some, you know, lemonade and some fries and some nuggets.
Yeah.
Came back. I couldn't find her. So you know what I thought?
Right.
Said God has tested me to see if you're talking your talk and you're walking your walk. Are you you preach all of this stuff about helping folks. You're a life coach. You're a counselor. You help people for a living. But are you walking the walk? You start a food pantry at your job. Oh, you're just amazing. But am I for real if no one is looking? You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I do.
So
am I for real? If
I
no one is looking,
not.
That's excellent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when I came out, she wasn't there, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that was God testing me. Let me see if you really. This lady told you, she was loud and clear that she was hungry, like. I wouldn't be able to sit down and eat my food. So I went to get the food. She was gone. And I know that was a test. See, we don't know when we're being tested to be selfless. We don't know that. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? And some people
yes.
fail time and time again because there's some selfish folks out here. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But the biggest thing you can give somebody is time. That's the biggest investment that you can give to see, you know, what it is, it's not, people might be like, oh, I don't have money to give. People always think when you give, it's about money. It's not.
Yes.
It could be, like you were saying, just a listening ear, you know, some information, help them print out some documents that they need. It could be something simple like that. Or it can be
yes.
something like offering free conferences.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And on that note, Kendall, let's talk about your conference that you have offering free conferences.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
We can just go right
on that
into
note,
that.
Kendall. On that note, let's talk about your conference that you have coming up next
All
year,
right.
early part of
All
next
right.
year. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Hey, now. Okay. So I am giving a free women's conference. It's called Gleam. You know, Gleam means to shine, to shimmer, like a diamond, they gleam. So the acronym is GROW. Learn, Elevate, Admire, and Mentor. This is a free women's empowerment conference. So I'll have empowerment speakers. We'll talk about subjects such as health and wellness, vegan life, domestic violence, marriage, divorce, career development, relationships, breast cancer awareness, survival and fertility, financial literacy, real estate, event planning, mental health. We'll talk about a boatload of topics, and we'll also have live singing, comedy, poetry. We'll have a panel discussion, and we'll have, as us women need, an exhale therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tried to say that all in one breath. I know we're running out of time.
It's
free. Right. It's free,
yep.
And it's the first
mm-hmm.
annual one, and I put a quote on the flyer, strong women lift each other. We make the weak strong, and that's my quote, and I say that because we can make others strong. We can build others. We can help rebuild others because
mm-hmm.
as women, we all have a common bond. We all shared similar experiences, and like you,
uh-huh.
and I learned from you, I want to give it free. A lot of people ask, free? What do you mean free? So I'm looking
right.
for sponsors. I'm looking for people to sow seeds. I'm looking
yes.
for, you know, people to help out, whoever wants to, you know, help and give back to these women. And I'm looking to have 100 women there free. So I want to give little gifts. I want to get, you know, I have to have a space. So if you guys are listening, if you want to sow a seed, and Leroy's going to talk about his too, but if you want to sow a seed to him, if you want to help sponsor or get your businesses out there, you want to vend at the conference, it's going to be March 18th, 2017. Registration will go out December 17th, 2016. So you can holler at me at livingtrueLivingU.com for more information, but I will be talking about that for shows to come. So, Leroy, your turn. Sorry, I tried to speak.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Yep, we also have a men's conference, all men's conference, once again, that's
Woo-hoo.
Totally free to all the men. And within that men's conference, we have 8 different learning tracks. We even have 4 on-site barbers that are going to be giving
All
our
right.
men haircuts for free.
All
Once
right.
again, we're
right.
in that
F-R-E-E.
Free mode, right?
That's right.
Yep,
That's
absolutely.
Called giving back. That's called giving back. Helping
it's called
people.
Giving back. It's called servant leadership.
That's right. That's right.
We also have 2 comedians that are going to be
mm-hmm.
in the house with us because
okay.
I feel that if we're going to grow together, we may as well laugh together too. We're just going to have a good time just being men. And within those 8 learning tracks, we have everything from the Entrepreneur Cafe to career development, where we're going to teach young men and full-grown adult men how to write
mm-hmm.
resumes and how to interview properly. We're going to talk about life insurance. We're going to talk about health and wellness. We're going to talk about how to do public speaking. We're going to talk about a number of different things, how to write a mortgage. We're going to talk about those things. So all those things will be included in this conference. We have to date, we have, I believe it's about 45 men who have registered, and we haven't even entered into a month yet. So we are doing
some
great things.
So, men, if you hear this, register. Tell them it's on Eventbrite. Tell them where it is. They can register. You can Google it for the men's conference.
Yep, you can Google Iron Sharpen Iron Men's Conference, and that will lead you right into registration. And registration is, once again, free.
And, ladies, this is for the men. It's for the men. You know we got this problem. Women has tried to register for the men's workshop. Ladies, let the men have this. They need the kumbaya together. Ladies, we'll have our turn in March, but this is for the men.
Absolutely, that is correct. That brings us to the very end of our show. Once again, I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Kendall, if you would, you know, enhance our listeners with any good news, any news as relates to our radio and talk show, and then bring us to a close.
Okay, great. Thank you, Leroy. It's been real, you know, I love doing this with you. We're going to help some people, and I believe that. And this is our way of giving back as well. So for more information about Leroy and I, you can visit lifeenhancementradio.com. We'll also be coming to Radio 1, WOLB, Baltimore, 1010. We'll be doing that starting July 7th at 6 o'clock. We'll also have a market online, and we'll give you more information about that. But visit Living True Living You. Sorry, visit LifeEnhancementRadio.com for more information.
Once again,
yep,
thank
so
everyone for joining us. Yep, thank everyone for joining us this evening. And, of course, Kendall and I ask everyone under the sound of our voice to live hard, live long, but most importantly, live right.
Live right, y'all. Live right. Do something for someone today. Be a blessing. Until next time, God bless.
Until next time, God bless.